Today marks the 100th anniversary of AAA, the American Automobile Association. 45 million people are now card-carrying members of AAA, and while its primary role is providing travel services, the group has also grown into a formidable lobbying force. But when AAA first began, back in 1902, there were only 23,000 automobiles from coast to coast. That's compared with 17 million horses competing for the same road space. And that made the motoring enthusiasts, as they were called, not exactly popular, according to historian Kit Foster.
In the very beginning, motorists were not universally liked. They were kind of a nuisance to a country that relied heavily on the horse. Automobiles made loud noises. They splashed mud all over the place. They were smelly. And so it was only natural for motorists to join together in groups, both socially and for advocacy.
Were motoring clubs seen as a kind of rich man's enclave?
To a certain extent, they probably were. Certainly in Europe, they were. Here in the United States, I have a sense that they were a bit more egalitarian. They had main purposes in the early days, most important of which was an advocacy group for motorists to look after and promote favorable outlook in the community, favorable legislation, and things of that sort. Another cause that was taken up was the Good Roads movement. This had actually begun a few years earlier with the cyclists. The League of American Wheelmen had their own push for good roads, and AAA became part of that movement that eventually led to a national highway system.
Well, it's interesting to think of the bicycle and the automobile owner being on the same side in those days. It's incredible to think of the citizens demanding there be good, efficient, straight, well-mapped roads, but I guess that's what the AAA was advocating for.
Yes, that's what they did, because simply there weren't any. In those days, there were not local authorities who really had responsibility for the roads. You drove on what you found.
Without even a triptych.
Exactly, yes. In some places, believe it or not, it was the best way to get from point A to point B with a motor car was to drive on the railroad tracks, to put the car, to bump it along the railroad ties, because that's where the high ground was. Otherwise, you'd run the risk of being hopelessly mired for hours.
When did the vaunted AAA breakdown service begin? I have a picture here that might have been actually the very earliest such rescue service. It's two horses harnessed together, pulling an automobile.
According to AAA's own history, the first emergency road service program was in 1915 in Missouri. They had already been publishing road maps since 1905 and had a Bureau of Touring Information by 1907. But yes, in 1915 was the road service, and as you say, that was the means of the time to get an automobile out of the ditch or out of the mud. Very often was a team of horses.
Mr. Foster, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Okay, it's been a pleasure.
Kit Foster is a past president of the Society of Automotive Historians. We reached him in Gales Ferry, Connecticut. And if you're interested in reading about the harrowing early days of automobile travel, here's my pick, A Hoosier Holiday by Theodore Dreiser, the novelist. It's the tale of a road trip journey from New York to Indiana in 1916.